Adrian Peterson. A lot of people thought that his career was over with that catastrophic knee injury several years ago, really in the prime of his career. Now he's 33 years old. It's hard to believe this. 2007 when he came out of Oklahoma. The number seven pick, a seven-time Pro Bowler, and the league MVP in 2012. And that was after before the knee surgery. It was the season before the knee surgery. Okay. Now, Mike, you've got to look at this signing in one of two ways. Is it to sell tickets and fill the seats up in Washington? Because obviously we know that that franchise is, for their standards, have fallen on hard times. Or do you think that AP can really contribute at 33 years of age and having a bad wheel?
Well, look, the reports I've seen and some of them I've read say he's healthy and great shape. And listen, if he's even 70% of what he was in his prime, he can be a factor. He'll be competing with Rob Kelly, another former Sooner, and Samaje Perine for playing time. And as you know, in the offseason, the Skins signed quarterback Alex Smith. In my view, he's an underrated quarterback, but he still could benefit greatly from a solid run game. And in my opinion, even if AP is not in his prime, he's going to garner the attention of opposing linebackers and defensive backs.
I agree with you on a couple of points there. Alex Smith, I think, is an outstanding quarterback. I think you have to make sure, like most quarterbacks, you have to make sure he's in his element. You have to make sure he's in a system that's comfortable. And I thought that Andy Reid did a great job in Kansas City with that. Unlike what happened to him out in San Francisco. And as far as AP not being in his prime, a 33-year-old AP is a lot better than a ton of the 23, 24-year-old running backs playing in the NFL right now.